Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can learn a lot by looking. That's the wisdom of Yogi Berra. Not bad advice for seminarians either. Jesus did it. Mark tells us that the Lord positioned himself by the treasury where there was this grand offertory procession going on as one after another of generous donors made their way up to the open coffer and put in their donations. Many rich people put in large sums. Now, wouldn't that just cheer the hearts of my two neighbors over on Wycliffe, Reverend Secluna and Reverend Crane, who work for the seminary's advancement department? Here are significant gifts by major donors. They are the ones who might even get a wing of the temple complex, or perhaps even the rabbinic library, named in their honor and so perpetuate their memory long after their demise. But the Lord's focus is not on the rich who contribute out of their abundance. It is not on the legacy builders, but on this nameless widow whose legacy is her poverty. Her presence would be a rather awkward presence at a high-end donor's dinner. Jesus' eyes rest on this woman, identified only as a poor widow. And her contribution, well, it's hardly worth the effort or the expense that it would take to add it to the database. It's a gesture, well-meaning, of course, but it will hardly advance the cause of the temple. Well, that's how the accountants figure things. But Jesus is a much more creative bookkeeper than that. From his perspective, the widow's gift outweighs all the others. Monetarily, her gift might be small, but this is one more case where in the kingdom of God, less is more. Jesus says of the widow's gift that in contrast to the wealthy who gave out of their abundance, out of their reserve, she handed over everything she had to live on. Her livelihood is at stake. Where is her prudence? Is not this an unreasonable act of reckless irresponsibility? Mark doesn't dissect her motives or provide an analysis of what it was that prompted this woman to abandon her meager holdings. The evangelist instead starkly reports Jesus' words. Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Her sacrifice was nothing less than a sacrifice of herself. With the wealthy, charity can be one more luxury item. It can be just one more thing that we purchase to guarantee self-satisfaction and contentment. A bank account that is overflowing will not be traumatized by a generous donation to some worthy cause, churchly or otherwise, if there's always more to fall back on. With the widow, it was letting loose of the two coins on which her life depended. There is nothing here of proportionate giving, no conversation with a financial advisor on potential tax benefits of this gift, no pledge cards, no mere tithe of a tenth of her fixed income. Jesus says it is all that she has. And of this widow, the Lord says that she put in more than all the rest. Her less was more because it was offered not out of the abundance that she had, but out of the little that she had been given. And she gave it all. 'Tis the season, you know, for stewardship Sundays, when we enthusiastically sing, "Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold." But it's so easy to cross our fingers. We actually don't mean that. We know better than to take God so literally, and we fully expect that He will not take us literally either. But here is a widow with no one else to depend on. No father, no husband, no brothers. And she cannot look to the religious professionals who had made a career of gobbling up widows' houses and knew nothing of a religion that is pure and undefiled, the kind of religion that visits the widows and the fatherless. She is nothing more than a Jerusalem bag lady who throws all that she has into the offering plate and is done with it. Her puny, paltry, yes, laughable, for who can live on two copper coins that add up to a penny? It's all gone. Empty-handed, she has nothing, no livelihood, only death. She has nothing. And you have nothing either. Nothing, that is, except Christ Jesus, who, though he was rich, became poor, purchasing and winning you not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And I'm here today to tell you this, that to have him is to have all that you need. Even when earthly wealth dwindles and vanishes. For you see, in his kingdom, with his creative bookkeeping, less is more. With his death is your life, purchased, paid in full. And so, that two-bit life of yours, toss it. Toss it over to him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the one who in mercy has bought you. There's nothing left for you to cling to in greed that you could possibly use to guarantee your own security. Your life belongs to this Lord. And it's already too late for you to hold on to it yourself. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.